The Otter Who Wanted to Know by Jill Tomlinson. Read by Maureen Lipman. Chapter 1. Questions, questions, questions. Pat was a young sea otter. She was rolling over and over in the sea, washing her fur. She gave it a final wash, then she lay on her back, turned up her toes and the tip of her broad tail, and floated on the sea for a rest. Bobby was a sea otter too. He had just noticed Pat for the first time. Although she was small, she seemed to know how to look after herself. He went over to her.
"Hello," he said. "What are you doing?"
Pat kept her eyes shut.
"Nothing," she said.
She knew better than to talk to strange otters. Bobby paddled around beside her and lay on the water too.
"Good," he said. "I've got nothing to do either, so I'll do it with you."
"The sea's quite big," said Pat. "There's plenty of room for both of us."
"Yes, it is big," Bobby said. But he wasn't going to be put off as easily as that. "It's called the Pacific, you know."
"I didn't know that," Pat said, interested at once. "Why?"
"You have to ask Gaffer about that," Bobby said. "He knows about everything."
"I don't know Gaffer," said Pat.
"You wouldn't," Bobby said. "You've kept with your mother all the time because you were only a baby. Gaffer is one of the old otters who lives over there, where all the males live. Now that my mother has a new baby, I go with them most of the time. I like Gaffer best. He knows so many stories."
"Can he really answer questions?" asked Pat.
"My mother says I ask too many. She hardly ever answers me."
"Well, ask me,"
said Bobby. "And if I know the answers..."